streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a Thursday with stuff happening. NFL tonight, Dolphins, Bengals, Aaron Judge tying the American League home run all-time record. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. 1 hour from now, if you play fantasy football, bet football, just love football, want to get smarter at football, Greg Cosell. 1 hour from now, J-Mac. We're all watching a little baseball in the last few days. You know, baseball can, we're not always sure we trust everything we see in baseball. This feels a little different, right? A
couple weeks to the postseason, very stoked. I think we're headed toward a Yankees-Dodgers World Series, right? That's what the world wants.
Well, it's not what the world in Atlanta or Houston want. I disagree. So Aaron Judge is 6'7". He's 280. He looks like what a home run guy should look like, right? There's not a lot of ambiguity with Aaron Judge. He's big. He's stronger than everybody else. He looks like what a home run king should look like. And last night, tying Roger Maris, here's what it sounded like.
And the payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgian blast. Here comes the Judge.
Now, for the record, McGuire, Bonds, and Canseco, at times we thought they were clean, and they were for a while. But Aaron Judge feels different, and here's why. There are three things in life that they fall into this category. Believe what you want. And those three things, to me, are religion. I'm agnostic. If you think somebody upstairs pulling all the strings, I got no problem with it. But I'm agnostic. That's number one. NFTs, number two. I think it's a grift, a con. If you want to put your 401k in those puppies, knock yourself out, champ. Never spend a dollar with them. And number three, home run hitters. I believe two are clean indisputably. Ken Griffey Jr., Aaron Judge in the last 20 years. That's it. Everybody else is dirty, or I got at least like 1% of suspicion. Maybe I'm naive. I never had that suspicion with Ken Griffey Jr., and I've never had it with Aaron Judge. I will never invest in NFTs, and I don't think life is fate. I think it's based on your own decisions. Don't waste your breath or your tweets. I know who you're thinking of. I don't want to hear it. I've got 1% suspicion, at least for everybody else in the last 20 years. Not Ken Griffey Jr., not Aaron Judge. It's a great day in baseball. Because here's the thing about cheating. It not only affects the moment you cheat, but then for years and years, it stains leagues and other people, like Tim Donaghy. Now everybody's just like, well, Tim Donaghy did it. The whole league's on the take. No, Tim Donaghy had mobster friends. Not everybody in the NBA is on the take that wears the officiating uniform. I know your team lost. It must be on the take. It's funny. You only say that when your team loses. Aaron Judge, it's a great day for baseball. Great kid. No ambiguity. Love what I saw. And here he is after.
It's an incredible honor, you know, and getting a chance to be, you know, associated with, you know, one of the Yankee greats, you know, one of baseball's greats, you know, be enshrined with him forever is, you know, it's, words can't describe it, you know, and that's one thing that's so special about the Yankees organization is all the guys that came before us and kind of paved the way and, you know, played the game the right way, did the things the right way, did a lot of great things in this game, and getting a chance to be, you know, mentioned with those guys now is, I can't even describe it. It's incredible honor, that's for sure.
What a great kid. We are very lucky with our American sports stars. It can be Patrick Mahomes. It can be Aaron Judge. It can be a Mookie Betts. It can be a LeBron James. We're lucky. How would you act if you had $100 million in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s? Guys are broke on Twitter. They're all jerks. We are so lucky in American sports that overwhelmingly 99% of our greatest, most gifted, most talented, and richest athletes, and Judge will be the last one of those very soon, are easy guys to root for. Good for Aaron Judge. Great day for baseball. Okay. Now let me grumble about something. That's what I like to do. I'm irascible. Oregon has an offensive coordinator, and he is blaming LeBron James for super teams. All these players now, he says, in college football, they want to join super teams. Okay. Well, one of the advantages of age is hopefully a tad bit of wisdom and experience. In 1975, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the world's most talented basketball player, said, "I'm over Milwaukee. I want to go west." My entire life, dating back to the 60s and 70s, and I don't really remember the 60s, I was too young, but mid-70s I do, the greatest athlete in all sports, Olympic athletes, they wanted the freedom of choice. John Elway, 1983, "I refuse to be drafted by the Colts." Eli Manning, 2004, "I will not be a Charger." So let's just stop that right now. LeBron James wasn't the first star. NBA, go back to Spencer Haywood. That's who I grew up with in Seattle in the 70s. The greatest athletes have wanted freedom of options and freedom of choice. Now let's pivot to the super team thing. That bad LeBron, bad LeBron, super team. So that was 2010. He decided, "I'm going to go to Miami." You do realize that in 2007, 3 years prior, the Celtics created a super team. They went and got Ray Allen and KG, all-stars, to play with Paul Pierce, another all-star. So the Celtics created a team, a three-pronged super team that LeBron looked up and went, I got a Zildrunas Elgoskis and Larry Hughes and Mo Williams. I can't beat that team. And I know what you're saying. This mythology, by the way, that LeBron ruined the NBA. Every league should be so lucky to have a LeBron James. Plays hard, plays forever, wins titles. But this mythology, this super team thing is funny. So, number one, since the 60s, 70s, that's as long as I can remember, right? 71, 72, you know, I'm 7, 8 years old. I can start, you know, I remember watching the Super Bowl in 1972 on a black and white TV. Miami, Washington, Garo Yepremian. I can name 90, probably 70% of the starters. Okay, so since that time, the greatest athletes have wanted power and freedom and leverage and choices. The second thing is LeBron's super team move. There was a precedent. It was called the Celtics in the East. He couldn't beat them. And I know what you're saying. Well, Michael Jordan didn't leave. He had a great coach. By the way, he nudged the other ones out of the building, and he had a very competent GM. Well, Magic Johnson didn't leave. Yeah, he inherited Kareem. Had a legendary owner and franchise, and also, by the way, had a coach fired that he didn't like. So, just admit it. There's a chunk of you out there, and maybe it's politics, whatever it is. I don't know. You don't like LeBron. But the idea that LeBron created super teams, that LeBron created mobility. Now, I do think LeBron and his mobility has made other stars in the league at least have to consider it. But Bradley Beal doesn't go anywhere. Damian Lillard's not going anywhere. Giannis isn't going anywhere. Most of these guys don't want to leave. 75% of stars, if you ask all these pro athletes, unless they have just a terrible coach or a horrible owner, they all want to get drafted by a team, buy a house, and stay there forever. Players don't want to bounce around the country. I didn't want to have to bounce around the country. Sometimes you have to for commerce. But we got to slow down on the LeBron. He created those super teams. You do get that Paul Pierce is really good. And they made big trades for KG and Ray Allen, who are also really good. You're talking about Hall of Fame guys. LeBron's like, yeah, I'm going to make a Hall of Fame, but I need some help. So he went and got Bosch from Canada, and he went and called Dwayne Wade. And it's like, at least now it's 3-on-3. Okay, and I got a good coach in Pat Riley. So if you don't like LeBron, you have the right not to. Don't masquerade it as he created this, and he's the only one that wanted to do this, and everybody's following him. That's just not true.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot was made and has been made on Russell Wilson and his struggles in Denver. So there are two quarterbacks in this league that I like, appear to like way more than you do. Jimmy Garoppolo, who I see as a B-minus quarterback, but I think he's got some moxie, some leadership stuff that you can take him on the road against, you know, Aaron Rodgers and outplay Aaron Rodgers in the fourth quarter. You could play him against Patrick Mahomes. He's not as good as Patrick or Aaron, but he outplayed Patrick Mahomes for three quarters. He outplayed Aaron last year in the fourth quarter. I don't think he's great. I think he's a B to a B-minus quarterback, but there is something about him. He's not Kirk Cousins. He doesn't shrink. He's just limited. There's a big difference. And the other one is Russell Wilson, who I view as like an A-minus quarterback. He doesn't throw it like Mahomes or Herbert or, I don't think he's Josh Allen or Brady, but I think he's A-minus. So those are the two that I like way more than you. But is it possible? I'm not saying probable. Is it possible that Nick Wright is right about him? Here's Nick.
They are married to this guy who has given us no indications whatsoever over the last, forget 12 quarters, over the last 12 months, that he's still an above-average NFL quarterback. But he's going to be 34. He's undersized. He won't run the ball anymore. He doesn't seem that comfortable. And all of a sudden, Colin, doesn't it seem like maybe some of the offensive line troubles follow Russell Wilson around? Listen, 7 years ago, he was unbelievable. But he's not that player anymore. So, yeah, they're going to be patient. He's going to be their quarterback this year and next year and the year after. But I think you can rip up your AFC West Broncos division winner ticket if you haven't already.
Now, I do believe that hyper-mobile quarterbacks age very fast. Cam Newton, MVP, not as good, over. Big Ben declined very fast. A lot of hits moving around. Michael Vick. I do think hyper-mobile quarterbacks age faster than a Jared Goff sitting in the pocket slinging it, or a Brady sitting in the pocket slinging it, or a Stafford sitting in the pocket slinging it. Matt Ryan is gradually aging. So is it possible that Russell Wilson he's starting to fall off a cliff? Because that's the assertion by everybody else. So in my arguments, I tend to be unemotional. Probably a fault at sometimes, but I don't really care about the emotion of it. I tell people all the time, the answer is always easy to find. Just take the emotion out of it. So let's just find his best three-year stretch as a pro. When is Russell Wilson's best three-year stretch as a pro? We looked it up this morning. 2018, 2019, 2020. Okay, that's his best three-year stretch. So I'm supposed to believe now that a quarterback that, A, has never been hit a lot, he doesn't get hit. He's not Cam or Big Ben. He's not that size. He doesn't get hit a lot. and that is obsessed with his body and nutrition, plyometrics, and taking care of himself. Literally fell off a cliff from 18 months ago. Even last year after the injury was good. So it comes down to this. 18 months ago, he just ended this unbelievable three-year stretch. He's not been hit a lot in the last 18 months. And I mean, think about this. I mean, just you want me to believe, instead of what I do believe, you want me to believe 18 months removed from an obsessed body guy who doesn't get hit a lot, has fallen off a cliff, or that Nathaniel Hackett is completely over his skis as a head coach, that he got a job because he was Aaron Rodgers' buddy. By the way, Adam Gase got a job because he was Peyton Manning's buddy. It happens. These big star quarterbacks have major influence. Guys will call Peyton Manning. They'll call Aaron Rodgers. Hey, what do you think? Oh, I love him. And we found out later Aaron played darts with him, drank beer, and he made him laugh. Or whatever. Maybe it was bourbon. So that's why I defend him. This is not Big Ben, who never took care of himself in the offseason, never really cared about the nutritional stuff. That was not Big Ben. And he took a lot more hits because he was a bigger target. Or Cam Newton, who I don't know if he took care of himself in the offseason, but I mean, Cam Newton had a lot of injuries in his career, right? I mean, he once got hurt badly, his shoulder, I think it was, because he tackled somebody. I got a guy that never gets hit. 18 months ago, ended a great three-year stretch, and now I'm supposed to believe with a rookie head coach who can't figure out situational football, it's Russell's issue. I don't think it is. Nick Wright here is Nick wrong. That's my guess.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Here's the elephant in the room. So Tua plays, they think, tonight. He's got back and ankle injuries. Back and ankle, reportedly. Did not, limited practice yesterday. I suspect he'll play tonight, but he's banged up. I'm just going to throw this out there. And if you're not ready to hear it, I apologize, but I can't wait for you to be ready to hear this. He has back and ankle injuries already in week three. He took 40 snaps. He only threw it 18 times. He was sacked once. And he's got back and ankle injuries. Josh Allen took 92 snaps. He threw it 63 times. He was sacked 4 times. He ran it 8 times. He was hit 11 times. Three words. Ready to go. Tua. 40 snaps, sacked once. Back and ankle injuries. He's small. He has a history at Bama and Miami of getting hurt. You got to be available. Didn't know his love Favre. Eli Manning could drive me crazy. From the GOAT to the Kirk Cousins of the NFL, you got to be available. And so it's the elephant in the room is that he's off to a great start. But like tonight, they say he probably plays. But I'm watching that game last week. He got popped one time. One time. Kyler Murray last year at the end of the year, playoff game, refused to run. He's small. Right? And so, you know, like tonight, think about Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's been sacked, I think, we looked this morning, more than any quarterback in the league. He's coming off a major surgery where they took something out of his body 7 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago. Tonight, three words. Ready to ball. I know it's the elephant. Nobody wants to talk about it. But I'm sitting there. This is one, you know, is Tua going to be this? Do you think Tua lasts 10 years in this league? Because Josh Allen will. Justin Herbert will. Tom Brady, we're on 20. This is the thing about Tua that I worry about. I think he's a very accurate thrower. I think he's a great kid. I think he's great at the microphone. But beyond that, he got popped once and he's all banged up. I mean, Josh Allen, 92 snaps, 63 throws, sacked 4 times, hit 11 times, ran 8 times, meaning he's tackled another 8. He was exhausted. But we don't have him, you know, limited participant, hurt, not sure if he's going to play. It matters. You know, say what you want about a lot of these quarterbacks in the league you don't love. They're always available. Like, that is, hey, listen, if Garoppolo was more available, it wouldn't make him more talented. But if Garoppolo was always available and never hurt, they probably don't trade 3 first-round picks for him. I don't believe they do. I think they may draft another quarterback. They're not giving up the farm for half a decade. You know, injuries are a huge deal.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg Cosell, 43 years, NFL Films. So it is amazing when you get the right coach with a talented quarterback, Jacksonville, it gets good really fast.
Yep.
And, you know, Doug Peterson, offensive guy, Nick Sirianni, offensive guy to young quarterbacks. I do think it helps. So let's talk about this Trevor Lawrence. You had said that he wasn't seeing the field. You know, he's growing. Let's talk about him first. Did you see a little growth this week? Anything you saw? Their last six, seven drives, they were very effective.
Yep. Well, I think overall, Colin, you're seeing the impact of coaching. And I've always been a believer in that, you know, going back to when I started in the business and was fortunate to be around great coaches like a Bill Walsh. And I think you're seeing that with Trevor Lawrence, because I noticed immediately week one, and it will be incremental, Colin, but I noticed week one that his drop and his set in the pocket were quicker. They're speeding up his feet. He was a little deliberate. They're trying to shorten his stride because he's always been a strider. He's very good on the move, as we're seeing right here. That has always been a strength of his game, but he needed to be more efficient from the pocket, more compact, more refined, and you're starting to see that. So now he can make throws in muddied, contested pockets, which, by the way, you hardly ever saw in college, so you really didn't have a great feel for how that would play out in the NFL. So now you're seeing him have to work when the pocket is being squeezed, and you can't stride when the pocket is being squeezed. So he's getting better at that. So you can clearly see that on tape, and the improvement is evident. But as I said, it will be incremental. It's not going to happen on every single snap.
Now, Philadelphia is playing like the best team in the league, so let's stay on Jacksonville. That defensive front may be the best defensive. Uh-huh. Jalen Hurts, we don't think of this right instinctively. This may be the best defensive front he's faced so far this year in Jacksonville. What's the tape say?
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, I'm not in the prediction business, so I don't know what Jacksonville's record will be when the season's over. But they are really accumulating talent on defense and a certain kind of talent. Their defensive front is long and athletic, a lot of multiple front looks, people that can play in different spots. And keep in mind, their DC came, Mike Caldwell, he came from Tampa with Todd Bowles. So what did Bowles have in Tampa? He had Levante David and Devin White. So what is he now putting together in Jacksonville? Foy Aluakun, who's a very overlooked, I should say, player by media people, not in the league, a really good linebacker, and they draft Devin Lloyd, who's 6'1", 6'2". So he's putting together a nickel linebacking unit just like they had in Tampa. So this front group is really, really good. Now, they're going up against arguably the best O-line in the NFL, and when you watch the three games of Jalen Hurts, he has been secure and clean in the pocket and able to really pick out where he wants to throw the football.
All right, Buffalo, Baltimore could be a fireworks show. These are excellent teams. So Lamar leads the NFL with 12 total touchdowns. What are they doing? And we know he's unique. What are they doing schematically, Greg, that is, you know, that's a different look or unique from the league? Because they're just explosive.
Yeah, they're totally unique, and they're very hard to prepare for. Because think about this, Colin. I'm sure you talk about this a lot. We live in an age of three wide receivers, okay? I don't know what the league-wide percentage is, but clearly we live in an age where 11 personnel, meaning one back, one tight end, and three wide receivers is the majority offensive personnel package. So think about this with the Ravens, that when you have to prepare for them, and you don't get a lot of time in a week, especially if they're not in your division, in three games, they have played only 17 snaps with three wide receivers on the field. They play out of base personnel. So not only do you have to prepare for Lamar, who you can't simulate in practice with his speed, but now you have to figure out how you want to play against a team that does not play with three wide receivers that you're used to preparing for every single week.
Very interesting. You know, Buffalo, I've said this, I watch Cam and Big Ben come into this league and run around. Think how big they are. And they and they literally, at 32, 33 years old, they're not the same player.
Worn out.
I watch Josh Allen run around. I'm like, okay, this is great and cute, and we all love this, all you fantasy football fans. This is not going to last. I've seen it. Like I look at Buffalo, and I'm like, you better win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years. I don't think you can sustain your quarterback getting sacked four times, running eight times, hit 11 times. What's the tape say?
And I think you're right. I've talked to coaches who say that as much as they love Josh, and it's hard not to, that you just can't play like that no matter how big he is. And we know that he's competitive and all that good stuff, but it's really hard to play that way. And I've said going back to last year when they really started to become pass heavy that they're going to need to run the ball with some kind of production. They'll never be a volume running team. But, you know, Josh Allen, you made the point that they ran 90 plays last week against Miami, okay? 71 of those plays were Josh Allen called dropbacks. you can't drop back that many times. It's just too hard. Not only on Josh Allen, it's too hard on your offensive line. People never think about that.
Yeah.
It's really hard on your offensive line, and they do not have one of the best offensive lines in the league.
So Sunday night we get Mahomes-Brady. It's very interesting. We know what Tampa is. Old quarterback, really nice weapons when healthy, very good front seven. Kansas City we view as Andy Reid, the great play designer, Mahomes, the great quarterback talent, but we kind of look past their defense. But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, we do, because it's such a fireworks show offensively. When you look at the Chiefs defense, because I know Kansas City's going to put, I know Tampa's going to put a little heat on Patrick. That's just what they do. Can the Chiefs defense stack up this week against Brady?
Well, when you watch Steve Spagnuolo, and I know Steve, and I've watched his defenses through the years, he's very good and very sneaky with his pressure concepts. And I think what he'll do is, given that Brady is obviously a pocket quarterback, they have to sort out their offensive line. That's been an issue through three games. I think you're going to see situationally Spags bring pressure, and he's very good at how he kind of defines that pressure. He'll show a pressure look from one side to get the protection to declare, then back off that side and bring it from the other side. He's very good. He'll play a lot of what we call cover zero, where there's no free safety in the middle of the field. So he just brings six and matches up with five. He did that more last year than any team in the league. So there will be pressure that Spags will put on, not only Brady, but that offensive line. Because when you see pressure fronts, you have to sort that out before the snap of the ball, Colin, because you can't change your protection in the middle of the play.
You know, Rams play San Francisco on Monday night, and it's really interesting. So the Rams have really chaos at receiver. We think, oh, Stafford, Cooper, Kupp, McVay, it's fine. OBJ's not here. Tutu Atwell, I think, is a bust. Allen Robinson's not getting separation. Van Jefferson is out. And all of a sudden, this wildly productive offense, which, by the way, Brian Allen, the center, out for another month. Andrew Whitworth retired. There's a lot of duct tape and makeup being put on this. They got a little bit of a personnel crisis here at wide receiver. What do you make? What is McVay doing? And it was exposed against Buffalo. Okay. Since then, though, they're winning games. So what is McVay doing? He's kind of, the great coaches can mask issues. What is he doing since then with this kind of personnel crisis?
Well, one quick point. The left tackle Noteboom, who was clearly exposed in that opener against Buffalo, has played much better in the last two games in one-on-one pass protection. So that's a real positive for them. But what he's doing, because, Van Jefferson was not the big volume target guy or the big numbers production guy, but he was an important player. And without him, McVay's trying to figure out how this all works. And one thing he's done the last 2 weeks, and it's been really effective, is he's taken Ben Skoronek, who I'm sure nobody thinks is a great receiver, and he's lined him up as an I formation fullback. 30 snaps in the last two games.
Yeah.
And the play we're looking at right now was a great example of him as an I formation fullback working through the line of scrimmage. The Cards defense did not account for him catching a 26-yarder. And here he is as a lead blocker in the run game. So McVay is an expansive thinker, as we know, Colin, when it comes to offense. And he's taking a player who's not a great talent. If he just played normal wide receiver, he wouldn't be one of those guys that catches 80 balls. And he's finding a way to make him a part of this offense and be a factor in the offense, even if the ball is not in his hands.
I think that's really
the genius of McVay.
Yeah, that is why you are so great on that show, this show. It's just this is such great video. And really, because I watched this and I thought, yeah, McVay is so clever. They've got real.
He's really clever.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a real crisis at wide receiver here. They really don't. So let's segue to this. Miami-Cincinnati tonight. Now, I had said this. Burrow didn't practice, had a major surgery, didn't play in the preseason. And then so he just didn't take many snaps. They had offensive line changes. So, like, he scuffed in week one. It was almost predictable. Brady had the same issue. Stafford, because of arm soreness, same issue. They all scuffed week one. So I felt the second half against Dallas, I'm like, okay, I can see, my untrained eye can see something. They're getting right. Is there anything, and last week against the Jets, but is there anything that still concerns you with the Bengals who play tonight and are favored?
Well, it will concern me tonight against this specific opponent because the Dolphins are a very aggressive defense. They're very multiple with their fronts. They put a lot of people on the line of scrimmage, Colin. Six guys, seven guys. Now, they don't always come. Obviously, they'll back off at times. I mean, Javon Holland, the safety, is really good at being on the line of scrimmage on the edge and then racing back to be a deep safety in cover three. So the offensive line for the Bengals will have a lot to sort out, and it's a short week. So this is no knock on Joe Burrow or the receivers, who are tremendous. I agree with what you said about the receivers in our lead-in here. But this is going to be a tough game for this offensive line. And I think Joe Burrow is going to have to be very conscious of getting the ball out. He can't sit in the pocket. Now, there are times he can, obviously. But, I mean, in general, when he sees all those pressure front looks, he's going to have to be very aware of getting the ball out.
All right, so obviously Mike McDaniel has been a gift from the heavens, the football gods, to Tua. Tua actually has somebody that appears to like him. You're obviously seeing some schematic changes with this relationship.
Sure. Yo, for sure. And I think that Mike McDaniel clearly understands Tua's strengths and his limitations. Everybody who's been around Tua as a coach knows that he's a certain kind of player. He's not a big arm guy. You know, people see a deep ball and they think, wow, that's an arm strength throw. When you throw a timing deep ball, those are not arm strength throws. He's a timing player. He's a rhythm player. He has to, for the most part, there's always exceptions, for the most part, hit his back foot and the ball come out. Now, coaches help you with that. Coaches who understand what they're going to get from a defense in a given situation can help with their play design. And quite honestly, Colin, that really takes us to the play that I wanted to show this week. So it probably makes sense for us to see that play now because it was a very big play last week against the Bills. It was probably the play that really turned the game around. It was a 47-yarder to Waddle on 3rd and 22. So here you're going to see the two safeties. They're going to drop, and it's going to be cover two. The other part of cover two that's important is you're going to have the middle hole defender. Here it's the linebacker Edmonds. He drops deep. Okay, so now what you want is you want to get Waddle on this corner post route. That's where you'd like to go with the football. So what do you have to do? Is you have to control with routes the middle hole defender. Sherfield does that with his route. And then you have to control the backside safety. And Hill does that with his vertical route to the outside. So now what you get is you get Waddle running his route because it's cover two on a safety. This is exactly what you want. He has a two-way go, and he's going to run a corner post. So when he breaks to the corner, that safety turns to the corner, and now he's beat. He comes back inside, and because they controlled the middle hole defender and the backside safety, there's no one there.
Yeah.
So if you're a safety, you want him to have to go to the sideline, not to the middle of the field, because you cannot count on help based on the complementary routes. So this was really brilliant design, well executed. I don't want to say it was an easy routine throw, but it wasn't a tight window throw.
Good stuff. As always, Greg Cosell, 43 years at NFL Films. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
All right, here we go. Yesterday at this time, we did AFC grades. We graded every team in the AFC that we think matters. We're going to do the same now. Gridiron grades for the NFC. J-Mac, here we go.
Colin, I'll start. Since you struggled so much yesterday with this, I'll start you off with a layup. The Philadelphia Eagles.
I think they're the A+.
Yes.
Yesterday, I gave Jacksonville an A+ because of their growth. Philadelphia, they last started 4-0 like 15, 16 years ago, led all of their games by 17 points. They've come out strong early. So obviously on paper, they've got a plan. And then they execute it, and then in the second half, they do as well. Yeah. Like, unlike Green Bay, which is good early, not late, both halves, they've obviously got a plan. They make the schematic changes necessary at half. They're an A+.
Dallas Cowboys lose their quarterback in week one. The sky is falling, and they got two dubs.
I'd give them a B. Too many penalties.
Okay.
But they are 2-1 with a backup quarterback. They've increased their scoring and offense each week with a backup quarterback. They also lead the NFL with sacks. But again, they don't feel disciplined and buttoned up. Way too many penalties. O-line still a little bit of a work in progress. They get a B.
I can't believe we're doing the Washington Commanders after not doing the Jets yesterday. But the Commanders, one of the worst teams in the league. How you grade them out?
D. They've allowed 15 sacks, most in the NFL. Their defense has one takeaway. They have a defensive coach and good defensive personnel. Almost a failing grade, but I don't like to fail students early. We're only in the first semester.
The 2-1 fraudulent New York Giants. How do you give them a grade?
I would say C+. I mean, I do think Daniel Jones is better than last year, but they have the 30th ranked passing offense. They only have 7 big plays. And I know I'm beating up on Daniel Jones, but at some point, your young quarterback has to be the solution because this is not baseball. There's a salary cap. All these teams are imperfect. Burrow got to a Super Bowl with a bad O-line last year. I'm not saying you have to get to the Super Bowl. You can't be 30th in passing. Like, there is some talent there. You do have a great left tackle, so I give them a C+.
How about Brady and the 2-1 Bucks? They've had a lot of injuries, Colin. Do you give them kind of an incomplete here? You're allowed to give that, by the way.
I would say a B+.
Oh.
They've overcome a lot. Their offense, only 3 offensive touchdowns. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Julio Jones, Donovan Smith, the left tackle. I thought that was very obvious last week against Green Bay. Folks, the Chargers aren't going to look the same without Rashawn Slater. Like, you lose a I don't know if Donovan Smith's great. He's certainly solid to good. So I give him a B+ for overcoming. Even though it's not pretty with them optically, they don't score much, they've overcome a lot.
All right, your favorite team in the league, the Green Bay Packers, who are 2-1, I should remind you before you answer.
A C. They're 27th ranked offense with Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones. And they have 5 giveaways, so they've been a little sloppier. They're not scoring a lot of points. Aren't you concerned a little?
No.
You're not at all?
Not at all.
Wow, not at all.
I mean, look at the receivers. You just said Tampa's receivers have been all banged up. He's got a bunch of new guys, 2 rookies out there. Romeo Dubs and Christian Watson.
You and I
Watson.
See the Packers totally.
I know. That's what makes this so beautiful. But we can move on. Minnesota Vikings, who are 2-1, kind of lucky. They did smash the Packers in week 1, but I don't know what the hell's going on with them the last 2 weeks.
All right, they're a B. They beat Green Bay handily. They're 2-1. The only loss came on the road, Monday Night Football at Philadelphia, the best team in the NFC. They're also the second least penalized team in the league. They're healthy. They thumped a good team in Green Bay, a team you like. So it's like, listen, they didn't, again, in college football, I'd be worried if Georgia was behind an average team. But in the NFL, you're behind average teams. They were behind Detroit. I look at it and think they came back and won. That was a nice comeback from behind win.
A near loss for the Vikings. That scared the hell out of me. Dude, I had them in Survivor, and they were trailing like 90% of the game.
Well, that explains your angst.
They did not cover the spread as well. Let's go to the Chicago Bears, who we kind of slammed here. Justin Fields, they are 2-1, headed toward maybe 3-1, Colin.
C-.
Oh.
Only team with more rushing yards than passing yards. In all 3 games, they've had 105 yards or fewer passing. You don't have to be great at it, but let's be honest. You've got to be a threat. And so now on film, people are watching this offense, and they're not even a threat to run. So I think it's going to get harder, not easier, going forward.
Speaking of threats, the Detroit Lions, only 1-2, but man, they are frisky.
Oh, I think it's a B+.
Ooh.
I think, listen, I know they're 1-2, but their offense is #2 scoring offense. You know the other thing? It was easy to dump on Jared Goff when he left. Can we be honest about this? At least at home, Jared Goff's been excellent.
Yeah, indoors, he's great.
Well, okay, he plays over half his games indoors. Oh, no, he plays Minnesota every year, so he plays more than half his games indoors.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's easy to just relegate him, like it's English soccer, to the lower division. I think Jared Goff, we got to do a Jared Goff topic. That'll move the meter. I think he's played better than even Detroit thought he would play.
No,
I think he's been very good at home.
Their offensive coordinator has been phenomenal. Ben Johnson, I never heard of the guy.
Sewell's a home run at tackle.
Jeff Okuda, the cornerback out of Ohio State, played extremely well. Locked up Justin Jefferson last
week. Yeah, no, I think Detroit's interesting.
L.A. Rams, who you, I think, had winning the Super Bowl back-to-back at the beginning of the season.
I didn't. I had Buffalo winning it.
Oh, yeah, Buffalo over the Rams.
So right. I have the Rams as a B. They have major injuries worst rushing offense in the NFC, and Matt Stafford leads the, is it NFL or NFC? NFL with five picks. So they've been sloppy, but a lot of it is, I'll give them a high grade of B, because I don't think people realize after Cooper Kupp, it's a little bit of a mess at wide receiver.
Let's go to the San Francisco 49ers. Your man crush, Lynch and Shanahan, I think they're 1-2, and they got a tough one this weekend. How do you grade out their first three games?
B+. Garoppolo will be better. More snaps. Defense, only team holding their opponents under 4 yards a play. This is a great defense. They're not healthy offensively. I worry about Trent Williams being out. But again, I think they've played, you know, they've had two quarters. They're already on their second quarterback, so it's not easy.
Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray.
I'd probably go D+.
Ooh, ouch.
They've lost 7 of their last 9 games. Their third down offense with Kyler is awful. Their defense is awful. Right now, they have the worst scoring defense in the league. So you got to give me something. Like, you can say what you want about Chicago, but they're playing defense. Roquan Smith is an unbelievable player. You got to give me something to grab onto. What do I grab onto in Arizona? The quarterback, the coach, the defense, third down. What do I grab onto? There's nothing to grab onto.
DeAndre Hopkins coming back in like 2 weeks.
Well, yeah.
I think.
But he's not there now.
Yeah, right. And we could wrap up with the Seattle Seahawks. Remember, I told the audience I would shave a Seahawks insignia in my head if they had a winning record at the end of the season. That is the best bet I've ever made in my life. There's no chance they will be 9-8.
I would give them a C. I think they've been what we thought, but they beat Denver, and they were competitive against Atlanta. I mean, they're 28th in total offense, so you know where they're going to draft first. They have a 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and 2 fourths. They're going to literally change their franchise. This is the biggest draft in the history of the Seahawks. 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and I believe 2 fourths. So after the fourth round is a lot of finger crossing, but most NFL GMs believe your first round pick's a Pro Bowler, your second round pick is a starter, your third and fourth round picks start eventually fairly soon. So Seattle's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 elite picks.
So my only thing with that is historically the Seahawks have done better drafting in the mid rounds. They've kind of blown their early picks. I'm calling it up here on the internet. Like,
I know.
Shaky picks in the first round the last couple years, Colin.
I'm trying to be more positive with my hometown team.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.